New music from Grizzly Bear. That's from their latest album, Shields. And you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Before that, we had The Tallest Man on Earth with Bright Lanterns. The XX doing a track from their latest album, Coexist. Some Father John Misty and new music from R Ring. That's called Fallout and Fire. It's going to be released on a 7-inch next Tuesday, October 30th. Well, as if we haven't told you enough about things that are happening this weekend, we have yet another cool thing to tell you about. This one's happening 2 hours south. It is Cincy Psych Fest, a cool music festival celebrating garage rock and psychedelic music, kind of a revival of a 60s sound that is really awesome. It's going to be happening at Mayday, which is in Northside. And earlier today, I caught up with one of the organizers of the festival, Laura Skaggs. She told me about how things got started in planning this event.
Well, I met Laura Dolan, who is one of the few people that has been putting this together with me over the spring. And we would see each other at shows, and we just started talking and realized that we had very similar tastes in music. And she actually brought the idea of putting together a psych garage fest to me and thought I would be a great person to try to get it to happen. So we've just been planning since springtime and finding bands to put on the show and finding a place and having everything come together. And we've also been working with We Have Become Vikings, which is a local company here in Cincinnati, and they've been great.
So you guys have only been working on this since the spring. That's a pretty ambitious schedule for putting a festival together. Has it come together pretty easily, or did you find that it was challenging sort of getting all the moving parts together?
You know, when she brought the idea to me, I was kind of thinking, oh, yeah, we'll do it in 2013. And she was like, no, I want to do it in October of this year, which we both love the month of October. And we wanted, you know, we thought it'd be a great time of year to have a festival. But, yeah, we've gotten very lucky where the place that we're having that, which is Mayday in Northside, they've been very gracious and have been helping us with everything. And they jumped at the opportunity to do it. And I had a bunch of bands in mind that actually haven't been to Cincinnati that I've always wanted to see. And she had a bunch of bands in mind. And pretty much everyone has just been really nice and willing to work with us with a limited time frame and limited budget. So we've really just kind of lucked into this.
It seems like the garage rock revival and psychedelic revival, the fans feel like a pretty tight-knit community as well as the bands. Have you found that there's been a lot of interest from, you know, the community of fans and musicians both in Ohio and beyond?
There has been a lot of interest. It seems to be kind of like a little bit of an older crowd. We've been trying to reach more young people because I feel like this is the type of music that you're seeing a lot of these days. A lot of bands kind of have that garage sound or that psych sound. I think that, you know, this is music that a lot of people would definitely be into and enjoy that maybe haven't, you know, heard of all the bands.
Why don't you tell me about some of the bands? You said a lot of these are bands that, you know, you have wanted to bring to the Cincinnati area. As a music fan, who are you most excited to see?
I am most excited to see People's Temple from Lansing, Michigan. They are on the Hozak record label, and they've been putting out records in 7 inches, and they're really fantastic. The other band I'm really excited to see is Outer Minds, and they're from Chicago. They put out a record last year that was phenomenal, and they actually have a new one coming out in November. So it's kind of good timing to have them, you know, play our fest and get more people interested in the band and then check out the new record. But we also have Mondo Drag from Davenport, Iowa. They are the Outer Minds, Mondo Drag, and People's Temple are pretty much our closing three bands of the night. And then we also have Sisters of Your Sunshine Vapor from Detroit. They're really amazing live. They played Midpoint Music Festival this year. They've played Cincinnati a couple times, and every time they're absolutely amazing. I definitely recommend checking them out. And then we also have Heaven's Gateway Drugs from Fort Wayne, Indiana. And they're actually a band that I hadn't heard of before. And once we started to put information out that we were having this festival, we had all these bands emailing us you know, asking if they could play, which at that point we pretty much had a set schedule, but we could fit in a couple more, and they really stood out. And so we're very, very lucky to have them. And also they're bringing a man named Dr. Robert, and he has a light show that he'll be doing throughout the evening indoors. It's a, like, genuine 1960s oil liquid light show, and he goes under the name Dr. Robert's Ocular Odyssey, which I think is a fantastic name for his light show and what he does. So I think that will be really neat. And he's coming with Heaven's Gateway Drugs. And then we also have four local bands. How could you not have the locals on? We have Children of the Emerald Fire, which is actually the other organizer. That's her band. She's the lead singer. And then we also have the Harlequins, Ohio Knife, and the Tongue and Lip. And then we also have a DJ from Louisville who's coming. It's DJ Blythe Shadburn. She is fantastic. She's been Psych and Garage Vinyl. She'll be doing that all night. So we've got a pretty full lineup.
Are there a lot of festivals that focus on Psych and Garage music, or is this pretty unique in the musical landscape?
Actually, we kind of took the idea from, in Austin, Texas, there's Austin Psych Fest, which is every year, I think it's in the summer, and they do a three-day music festival with tons of bands, and I've always wanted to go. I think it's a great idea. You know, Psych and Garage is so popular right now, but we figured since this is our first year, you know, we kind of start smaller, just have a one-day festival, but we do hope to expand as, you know, as the years come, because there were so many bands, you know, from the surrounding area of Ohio that we had never heard of that were great and we wanted to have on, but we were pretty much, you know, at our limit for this year. But we do hope to continue to do this every year and get more and more bands.
If people want to get more information and check out the lineup in more detail, where can they go?
You can go to our website, which is cincypsychfest.com. We also have a Facebook page that has all of the information you'll need, the times that all the bands are playing, the order, as well as an event page, too. And, it'll have links to ticket flies, so you can go there and buy your ticket if you're from out of town. But we will still have them at the door, and they're the same price either way.
Well, good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's Laura Skaggs, one of the organizers of Cincy Psych Fest. It is Saturday night at Mayday down in Northside in Cincinnati. More details at cincypsychfest.com or at Facebook. We've got links up on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Right now we're going to hear one of the bands that's going to be playing at Cincy Psych Fest. They are People's Temple, and this is the title track from their album, Sons of Stone.